you are in for an absolute treat, because in today's episode, I interview the founder of Optin Monster, Saeed Bolki. Saeed didn't only create Optin Monster, the most complete on-site conversion optimization tool, but he's grown at least 7 other online businesses, and he's only 25. Stick around for today's episode of Inbound Buzz.
Welcome to the Inbound Buzz Podcast, your weekly jolt of all things digital and inbound marketing, brought to you by redpandas.com.au. Now for your host and co-founder of Red Pandas, Moby Sadiq.
Welcome to Inbound Buzz. I'm your host, Moby Sadiq, and I hope you're doing very, very well. Today's episode has got nothing to do with me, so let's jump straight into our interview with Saeed Bolki. I'm very humbled and very honored to be introducing our guest today, Saeed Bolki. Saeed, in my mind, is the definition of a successful online entrepreneur. Saeed started his suite of businesses at 12, and today, at the ripe age of 25, is the proud owner of a number of 7-figure online businesses, including List 25, Theme Lab, WP Form, WP Beginner, amongst a whole bunch of others. But what we're most excited to talk to Saeed about today is his Optin Monster tool, which in my mind is the simplest to use, most powerful set of conversion optimization tools in a box. Saeed joins me via Skype all the way from Florida. Saeed, I'm super excited to have you on the show. Been looking forward to this all week. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. Saeed, can you give our listeners a summary about what your role is these days, considering you're managing this whole suite of companies now?
Yeah, before, you know, when I first started, I used to be hands-on involved doing so many things. And now I'm just more of a managerial role where, you know, I'm helping my team members, you know, do what they're really, really good at, casting vision and, you know, ideas on what should be the next features, and doing a lot of customer service. Like, you know, I love chatting with our customers and hearing, you know, things that they would like for us to add and all that. So that's primarily my role, is interacting with our customers on all different mediums, whether it's on social media or whether it's via email, and then, you know, helping our team just keep doing awesome things that they do.
Yeah, I find that quite amazing. Even though you're kind of overseeing this umbrella, you still get down in that nitty gritty. Do you find that's the sort of best way to understand what new features you need to get out there, or is it getting in touch with the customers? What is it?
I mean, you have to, I think in order for you to create a really, really amazing product, is you have to dog food your own product. Like, you know, we use Optin Monster across our suite of, you know, products and companies. So we see what we need and what's changing, but also talking with the customers, because, you know, we only know a very small use case of our product in our business, right? But there are people who are using Optin Monster in very, very creative ways, and just learning from that and seeing, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we should totally make that as a feature, and so on. Yeah,
nice. So let's start really broad. What is conversion rate optimization, and why do most marketers struggle with it?
So conversion rate optimization is figuring out, you know, how your website is converting, right? How many people come to your website and actually end up buying something. That's your conversion rate. So you take the people who are buying versus the total number of visitors. That's your conversion rate. And you optimize to get higher sales, increasing that conversion rate. That's in the gist, is conversion rate optimization. And the reason why a lot of marketers struggle with it is because they don't start out with conversion as a goal. See, a lot of times people get caught up in the vanity metrics that are traffic, that are social media engagement, that are following, which is all great, but it's nothing if you don't convert it into sales. If you don't make money, your business can't survive, right? You can have 1 million followers, and if you're not making money, your business is going to die. So that's the number one reason why a lot of people struggle with it, is they don't start with conversion as a goal. Whatever you're doing, whether you're writing a blog post, whether you're sending out an email, whether you're making a change in your design, always have conversion and sales at the center of your decision making.
As opposed to an afterthought or something like
that. Exactly.
And it's funny you say that, because I like to refer to websites as a leaky bucket. Right. And our job as marketers or conversion rate optimizers, and we have to be, even if we don't know it, is to essentially plug those holes. And what I really like about Optin Monster is, to me, it's the most complete tool set of tools out there for marketers to plug those holes. So in your own words, Saeed, can you give us, give our listeners a bit of a detailed overview of what Opt-in Monster is and how it may plug those holes?
For sure. So as we're talking about traffic and visitors, most people who come to your website, they leave, right? I mean, that's a normal behavior. But you want them to leave only after they buy or subscribe to your email list. And that's what Opt-in Monster allows you to do. Opt-in Monster converts your website visitors and, more importantly, abandoning website visitors into subscribers and customers. So it's a fact that, you know, 70%, more than 70%, 75% of your visitors that leave your website don't come back. That's why in your Google Analytics, you see new visitors, 70%, returning visitor, 30%, right? So that 70% of the people that come to your website are not coming back. And Opt-in Monster gives you a chance by targeting those users at the precise moment. We have a bunch of different technology. The one that's very popular is called Exit Intent, where we track the user's mouse behavior as they're browsing your website and only show them a targeted campaign in a form of a pop-up or a full screen overlay or something that slides in at the precise moment they're leaving. So when their mouse leaves the active browser window, then only then it will show that campaign. But the really cool part about it is, you know, it doesn't have to be a super annoying campaign, because we know where the user are, what page they're on, how many pages they have visited previously, which pages they visited previously, from where they're coming from. Are they coming from Facebook? Are they coming from Twitter or Google? You can create these patterns, right, of behavioral actions, people, how people behave based on what they're doing, and you can show them the most targeted campaign, allowing for a highest conversion. So Opt-in Monster allows you to do all of that. It allows you to do dynamic text replacement and targeting in such a way that you can really increase your conversions through the roof.
I really like that, and I think it ties into my next question a little bit, because you talk about being targeted, you know, from a particular source, whether it's Facebook or whether it's, you know, another particular source. But Saeed, why is pop-up such a dirty word? and what are your tips for marketers? And you've already talked to about it a little bit. What are your tips for marketers to kind of get over that and essentially use some of Opt-in Monster's tools?
So, you know, pop-ups is a dirty word because pop-ups are annoying, right? If pop-ups aren't used effectively, they're annoying. Nobody wants to go on a website at the moment when a website loads, a pop-up shows up, stopping you from whatever the heck you wanted to do, right? That's what pop-up does. It is a huge call to action, but you only want to show it to somebody after they have done whatever they want to do. So the biggest reason why pop-ups are annoying and people hate them is when they go on a website, as soon as the website loads, there's a pop-up. And then there's another one. And then there's another one, right? If somebody closes it, don't show it to them again, right? First of all, you should never have a zero-second pop-up ever. ever. That's the most annoying thing, and it actually increases your bounce rate. You need to use smart targeting, like something like an exit intent, where it's only shown to users when they're about to leave, right? And that will not affect your bounce rate, and that will increase your conversions. You should use something like a scroll trigger, so detect how far the users are scrolling and only show the pop-up after they have, let's say, scrolled through 70% of the page, because at that point they're more engaged and they're more likely to interact with whatever you're offering. Otherwise, they're just going to close it and say, this is a stupid website, super annoying, close and never come back. So don't annoy the user. And more importantly, you want to give the user something that they're looking for, something that's more targeted, rather than just saying, hey, join my newsletter. Nobody wants to just join your newsletter. You know, your newsletter isn't that sexy, okay? You need to give them a reason to join. Whether if somebody's looking, in my case, if they're looking to for email marketing, then I'm going to give them, you know, 18 different email marketing tips. If they're looking for A-B testing, I'm going to give them, you know, 27 A-B testing tips that they can use to improve their A-B testings and conversion. So at that point, it becomes so targeted. They're like, yeah, I'm looking for A-B testing. Yeah, I will definitely like to know about these A-B testing mistakes that I don't want to make. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you give that kind of context and that kind of targeting, the user is much more likely to interact. And what you want to do is, at that point, you segment the user accordingly in your email list or in your marketing automation software to create a custom tailored experience for them as they interact with you.
I had this as a question for later, but I'd love to tie it in now, because you talk about having something very, very targeted. Talk to me about monster links and talk to our listeners about what the zygonic effect is you've spoken about in the past and how that ties into, okay, if someone's looking for something, why do monster links and why does this effect work?
So monster link is basically a link inside your blog post or your page, which could be an image link or a button link. And when the user clicks on it, it loads a pop-up, right? So it basically works on a psychology principle called zygonic effect, is when the user initiates something, when one likely initiates, they're likely to finish, okay? So the way you use it is, for example, you have a landing page where you say, hey, click here to download this ebook. And usually what happens is you send them to another landing page where they enter their details. That's where, you know, abandonment happens. Mm. Monster links, it just loads a pop-up right there and then and works. A lot of people are using this in the form of content upgrades, which is funny. Like, we did a blog post about it yesterday of 30 content upgrade ideas. So what is a content upgrade? It could be as simple as a PDF download of a blog post. Or let's say if we're doing this podcast, people can either listen to this podcast, or if they want to read the transcript, they can click on it, click to download it. It's a PDF version of the transcript that they will only get if they're a subscriber of your site. And those content upgrades, when they use monster links, convert. It's the highest converting opt-in. So on average, an exit intent opt-in will get about 2% to 4% conversion rate. A monster link on the same, similar thing would get about 40 to 60% conversion rate because it is so targeted, right? Your pop-ups are running on all the different pages. Monster links are targeted for that particular blog post or that particular page. So it converts very, very well. So the way you would use it is you would have 10, you find what are your top 10 pages on your website, and you will create a targeted offer for those 10 pages, and you'll stick it on those 10 pages, and you'll realize that those 10 pages get you, 80% of all of your subscribers compared to your pop-ups across your entire site.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned image or button, but just to confirm for our listeners, that's also any hyperlink too, correct?
Any hyperlink, yeah. That's correct.
Fantastic. Okay, now that's all well and good, right? And you always find these tools, you go to these websites and they look fantastic and all these features, and a lot of marketers, I guess they get kind of bamboozled by them, right? Like, yeah, this looks amazing. But and I've spoken about this in a previous podcast, in a previous episode before, where I spoke about how easy opt-in monster is. It's very, very easy. I know there's a WordPress plugin, and it's very easy to just drop some code in and get it working.
Yep.
But my question here is, like, you guys have made it so easy for someone to get onto a site. That's the easy part. But if someone was to get opt-in monster today, get it installed onto their website, what is your recommendation? What should they do first? Should they A, make this a very strategic process and think about, okay, these are our top of funnel visitors, so they're just problem aware, and we make it really broad, think about middle of funnel, think about bottom of funnel, and then think about the associated offers and associated opt-in monster tools? Because and I say this because as marketers, sometimes we have a tendency to overthink things. So do we A, take that strategic process, or B, take the done is better than perfect approach and then just get something rolling? What's your advice for someone?
You have to find a middle ground. I don't think you can go one way or the other. If you want the maximum result, I will say you can definitely overthink it. I see people overthink conversions all the way. Start with one goal, okay? What's your single goal? Don't try to, if you don't have a funnel, if you don't have a full funnel, right? Because funnel is something that you optimize over time. Just have one goal. Okay, my goal is to get people to subscribe to this email list or this segment. Start with it and just run. Try that one offer. See how it's working before you try to create 19 different A-B tests. Don't create 19 different A-B tests. just put one campaign up, see how it's working, right? So I would start with a site-wide, exit intent pop-up and see which are the pages that are converting the best for you, because Opt-in Monster will tell you that. Opt-in Monster will tell you this pop-up is getting you the most subscribers on these 8 pages. Now you want to optimize. Right now you want to go on those pages and see what could be the reason why it's converting so well on these pages. Maybe you can further tweak the messaging, even create a new lead magnet or something for those pages, and then go from there.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's funny, it's still such a, I guess, misconception that pop-ups are annoying or whatnot, but for what it's worth, I've used it many times. I've met many clients who think it doesn't work, and I've said, let's just do a simple split test. Let's use Facebook ads and put an opt-in monster form in and then measure the traffic from, you know, or the conversions from the test that obviously didn't have the pop-ups and then the one that did. And time after time, I've never had someone once say to me, I was right, pop-ups still suck. So then the problem ends up being how many more can we put? That's when we have to kind of throttle back. So for what it's worth, I agree. Saith, I'm noticing a really interesting trend at the moment, you know, in terms of software as a service companies. A lot of brands are kind of, you know, going upstream or downstream in terms of their diversification. And increasingly, you know this better than me, but your space is getting more and more competitive. Can you talk to me about how Opt-in Monster stands out? And has, from a marketing point of view, has this been a clear differentiation strategy for you from the start?
So everybody thinks they can do the things that Opt-in Monster is doing. Mm-hmm. And there's, I would say, since we've launched maybe 50 to 70 new companies that have entered the space.
Oh, wow.
Trying to offer similar technology, right? So the exit intent is not... It's not like, you know, people are like, oh, we have exit intent and we have exit intent. That's just one piece of the puzzle, right? Opt-in Monster is really stands out on its targeting features. The targeting features that we allow you to do, nobody else does. We allow you to do dynamic text replacement inside your own campaigns. So you, based on where the user is coming from, you can adjust the text. If somebody's coming from your email list, you can, you know, add their name inside their campaigns, right? You can do that level of customization inside Opt-in Monster that no other solution allows you to do. Especially the free ones, they definitely don't allow you to do that. There's some free tools that are out there that a lot of people use to take over your site in terms of advertising, putting your branding out. So that's the number one feature that helps Opt-in Monster stand out is our timing features, it's our referral detection, it's our Canvas technology, which allows you to use the power of Opt-in Monster for things more than just email marketing, right? So that's the number one thing. Number two, there are, I think, maybe one or two other companies that could give you a similar level of technology in terms of targeting features, but they are 100 times more expensive than Opt-in Monster. So if you want, because what we're doing is we're giving enterprise level technology at $29 a month, right? If you want the similar level of technology and targeting, et cetera, and there's two other companies that are doing that, and they start at $5,000 a month and above.
Right? Yes.
and then for everybody else that's trying to offer, you know, exit intent pop-ups, they're extremely limited. I mean, you can try it yourself. And a lot of them are still more expensive than Opt-in Monster if you want to remove their branding or if you want to take advantage of the A/B testing and other so-called more advanced features. They call more advanced as kind of standard in Opt-in Monster. So yeah,
it's a no-brainer, right? just really quickly for exit intent, obviously there isn't a real equivalent on mobiles, but you can do sort of time-based or scroll-based. What's your recommendation there for mobiles in terms of, you know, not having exit intent technology there?
Yeah, so on mobile, I like two things that are better than more than other triggers. Mm. So one is scroll based trigger, but the other is time on site, not time on page. Okay, time on site. Mm-hmm. So it's different. So time on page says, okay, if somebody stays on this page for 30 seconds or longer, chances are the person might have gone to another page on your website. So time on site is a better indicator if you're looking for highly targeted users to convert into your email subscribers. Because on mobile, you know, the screen is even smaller and you don't want to be that annoying website that shows the pop-up at 0 seconds again, or even at 5 seconds or 10 seconds. So you want to play with the time on site feature versus the time on page feature. And that tends to do a lot better. And Monster Links, again, converts better than anything else.
Mm. And just on the other point there, in terms of points of differentiation, let's not forget the integration factor. I mean, we're HubSpot partners here, so we love the fact that it integrates with that. So I don't think anyone has more integrations than Opt-in Monster. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have more native integrations than anybody else. And what I mean by native integration is we actually work together with these larger providers. Even we even have an integration with Eloqua, right? and there's like maybe two dozen people who use Eloqua, right? I mean, I'm sure there's more, but that platform is so expensive, right? But it's made for enterprise. We even have a native integration, meaning we work with Eloqua to create an API integration. So it's not like, hey, come here and paste your HTML code and we will try to parse it and somehow make a half-ass form, right? No, you just enter your API key and the rest just happens magically. And we have, I think, 23 or 24 different integrations that are native. And obviously, you can do the same custom HTML method for everybody else. But that's the standard for all the other providers or all the other competitors that are doing it. They don't have integrations.
It's, Saeed, you're so right. It's so much easier because people are like, oh, you can always use like a Zapier or some sort of middleware thingy. But it's just not the same. It's just so much that added technical complexity is just not worth it. So I agree with you there.
Yep.
Saeed, I want to change pace a little bit here and talk about the marketing side. So the first value that you have on your website, and I think this might be the Awesome Motive website, you talk about putting people first, you know, both employees and the customer. And I know every brand says this. It's like a mission statement, right? We know how much a mission statement is worth. But you guys don't pay it lip service. And I think one of the things that talks to it quite well is the fact that your refund policy is a lot more generous than a lot of other companies. So can you just talk to us about what your refund policy is and why have you chosen to do it so differently?
Yeah, so our refund policy is 14 days, no questions asked, refund. And then you're like, well, some people say 90 days, no questions asked. Okay, try it. Send them an email and watch somebody saying, oh, well, but do you want this or have you tried this? Mm-hmm. We don't ask you any questions. You say, I want a refund, we'll refund it. We will refund your money immediately and then let you know, here is what you could have done better. And then you're like, oh, well, why'd you refund me then? Like, well, our policy says no questions asked. If you have come to the conclusion that you want a refund, we are going to honor it. You know, a lot of times people, you know, customers jump to the conclusion like, oh, this is not working, I want a refund. But if you mention the word refund, we automatically refund it instead of like fixing the problem. And then the person is like, okay, I want to come back and buy it because these people really go by their words. And the reason why we have chosen this way is one, because I, as a customer, would want to be treated this way. You know, whenever I buy a product and it says, oh, 60 day, no questions asked refund policy. And then their product doesn't work. And I say, hey, I need a refund. And they start asking me all sorts of questions and then tell me I'm not giving you a refund. And then I think I'm being mistreated and disrespected. I don't want to disrespect our customers. OptinMonster has grown since 2013, since the early days, word of mouth, right? That's our biggest source of growth. Like, you know, we get mentioned more than anybody else that gets mentioned, whether it's on blog posts, whether that is on stage and webinars or in podcasts or what have you. Our customers love us. And, you know, we want to make sure we do right by our customers, because if we don't, we're going to pile up negative testimonials and all sort of things that we don't want.
No, you don't want to fight that fight. Saeed, I've just got a couple more questions for you. One of the reasons why I was so excited to talk to you was the marketing role you play. You play a very hands-on marketing role. And I'm a big believer of inbound marketing. You know, call it pay it forward, call it thought leadership, whatever you want. But you guys really do that. The idea of being really useful to a visitor as a person first before a customer. Mm-hmm. Is that something, I obviously haven't spoken to you before, but is that something you guys subscribe to? And is that what you did with one of your other sites, WP Beginner, before you turned it into a monetization sort of engine?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think you have to think of customers as people first. You cannot just think of them as dollar value. Which exactly what a customer really is, right? If you think from a finance point, customer is dollar value. On our case, a customer is a person first before they are a customer. So we want to make sure we're helping that person better, more than, you know, it impacts our bottom line. And that's what we did with WP Beginner. You know, people ask me, hey, how do you monetize it? And we're like, well, we don't really monetize it that heavily. We give away free tutorials. If you have ever been to WP Beginner, there are 1,000, I mean, probably 2,000 plus free tutorials on that website.
WordPress.
Everything related to WordPress. If you have a question about WordPress, you will likely find an answer if you just type your question in Google and add space WP Beginner. at the end, I will bet you will likely find an answer to the question that you're looking for. You're like, well, why are you giving it all away for free? Why don't you just put it behind a paywall? I'm sure people would happily pay you $10 a month, $20 a month. And that's not really worth it, because trust is a digital currency, right? When you don't see me or you don't see the people that are behind a website, trust is the currency. By offering this much value, we have established yourself as the authority when it comes to that. And people trust us, and they know we only put out good stuff. So when we come out with a new product, our loyal customer base goes, hey, we loved OptinMonster. We're going to go buy whatever the next product that they come out with. So we recently launched WP Forms about like three or four months ago now, and that's what we saw. The moment we came out with it, our users jumped on it. They're like, oh yeah, this is awesome. This is like easy to use. So being really useful and making it really user friendly, that's our thing. That's our strength.
Okay. And just for our listeners, by the way, the Opt-in Monster blog isn't just a conversion to that vein. Isn't it just a conversion blog either? Email marketing, social media, and we'll link to that in the show notes as well. Just as a final question, and I'm kind of changing gears a little bit again, if you don't mind, it'd be remiss of me not to ask you this at this opportunity, because just to put it out there, I have a lot of respect for you, man, and what you've achieved at such a young age. So my question is, if you could share with our listeners now, what is it that motivates you, right? You've obviously achieved so much, and obviously you worked hard to get mm-hmm. where you're at, but what is it that motivates you and keeps you going on a day-to-day basis and continues to help you as you, I guess, you grow into the future?
Absolutely. So I'm an immigrant, as a lot of people know. My family immigrated to the United States when I was 12 years old. Mm. And when we moved here, my parents worked really, really hard. We were, we weren't in the best of financial positions. My dad worked two full-time jobs and one part-time job. So he had three jobs, and we were barely making our ends meet, right? To have food on the table and all that. And my dad was working tirelessly, right? 16 hours a day, every day of the week, pretty much. And that's no easy task, right? And I saw how hard my parents were working, and I was like, okay, I can't let that go to waste, because why would somebody do that, right? And my parents were doing that for us. So I didn't want their effort to go to waste, and that was my number one motivation to keep going. I was like, okay, I know if there's one thing I can do, I can work hard. I might not be the best at anything, but I can work hard at it, right? And so I work harder than most people, in my opinion. I learn, I spend a lot of time learning, because I think capacity to learn, is a gift. If you have some people are able to learn. And that's their skill, but I have the will to learn, and that's a choice. And I think that goes above all, that will to move forward. So that's really basically my motivation. And now I'm gonna be having my own kid in the next 5 months or so.
Oh, congratulations!
Thanks. And I want to make sure that they see me on how hard I work, and hopefully I can instill that work ethic in them. Going forward.
Well, I hope you're getting your sleep in now, because you're going to love it. I've got two of my own, so that's good. It's really, really good. Manuel, thank you so much for sharing it. Saeed, I could talk to you all day, but I better wrap it up. Saeed, where can people follow you? Some of the brands, some of the things you're doing, your personal brand, please plug that. That's an amazing, your personal blog, it's an amazing blog. How can they find you? And we'll also put that in the show notes.
So if you're looking for any of our softwares, you can go to awesomemotive.com. And you'll find a list of all the different companies that I'm personally behind. And if you want to read my experience, my learning, my thoughts, you can go to my personal blog, saeedbalki.com. And I'm sure you'll have a link to it so that people don't misspell it.
Yep.
But yeah, saeedbalki.com, and you'll find all the different tips and tricks that I share about building online businesses and just life in general too.
Awesome, awesome. I'll link to everything you mentioned, even some of the little tips there as well. I love that WordPress tip, by the way. I'm going to use that one myself, Google something and then put WP. Begin. That's really good. Saeed, thank you so very much for your time. It's been fun. It's been a pleasure. and we can't wait to see what you create in the next 25 years. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Moby. Appreciate it.
Man, that interview was a lot of fun. Saeed tells it like it is. And I love how he takes a really strategic view when it comes to plugging visitor leakage gaps in your website. It's not as simple as throwing up a newsletter form or a quick newsletter pop-up and hoping people latch on. Like he says, your newsletter probably isn't that sexy. You really have to contextualize that person's offer. If they're looking on a particular product, service, area page, then give them something related to that. If they came from Facebook as opposed to AdWords, give them something easier to digest and probably something more top of funnel if it's coming from Facebook. And the thing is, Opt-in Monster, it does the technology part for you. It makes it very easy to do that piece. All you have to do is figure out the strategy behind it. Like I promised weeks back, I'll be doing a lot more of these interviews, but don't worry, I'll break them up with our regular tactical slash actionable style of episode so you get the best of both worlds. So I really hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, and give me a feedback. What did you think? Should we be doing more of those? Did you like it? Did you get any value? Hit me up on Twitter at Moby Sadiq, or feel free to email me Moby, that's M-O-B-Y, at redpandas.com.au. Don't forget to check out the show notes for everything that Saeed talked about, and I hope to see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Inbound Buzz. Learn anything? Return the favor by spreading the word. Want to make your mark in digital? Need help with your digital strategy, inbound, and marketing automation efforts? Then visit redpandas.com.au and be sure to tune in next time for another Inbound Buzz hit.